Tributes are pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away in Plains, Georgia, at 100 years old Sunday, and a deadly plane crash in South Korea was caught on camera. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Monday, December 30th, 2024. Former President Jimmy Carter dies at 100. Former President Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer from Plains, Georgia, who served as the 39th president of the United States and the longest-lived president in American history, died Sunday, December 29th, at 100 years old. The Carter Center, a nonprofit organization founded by the former president and his wife, said there will be public observances in Atlanta and Washington, D.C., followed by a private interment in Plains, Georgia. President Joe Biden issued a proclamation Sunday evening declaring January 9th a national day of mourning. Biden, former U.S. presidents, pay tribute to Carter. Tributes from around the world poured in after the news of Carter's death hit Sunday afternoon. Biden, President-elect Donald Trump, and other former presidents were among those who paid tribute to Carter. Biden delivered remarks in a live broadcast Sunday evening, calling Carter a remarkable leader and a dear friend. What I find extraordinary about Jimmy Carter, though, is that millions of people all around the world, all over the world, feel they lost a friend as well, even though they never met him. And that's because Jimmy Carter lived a life measured not by words, but by his deeds. Just look at his life, his life's work. He worked to eradicate disease, not just at home, but around the world. He forged peace. He advanced civil rights, human rights, promoted free and fair elections around the world. He built housing for the homeless with his own hands, and his compassion and moral clarity lifted people up and changed lives and saved lives all over the globe. We may never see his like again. You know, we can all do well to try to be a little more like Jimmy Carter, President Joe Biden. Over six decades, Jill and I had the honor of calling Jimmy Carter a dear friend. But what's extraordinary about Jimmy Carter, though, is that millions of people throughout America and the world who never met him thought of him as a dear friend as well. PickTwitter.com, IRKNHZ6CJY, President Biden, a POTUS. December 29, 2024. Trump released a statement saying, "The challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country, and he did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, we all owe him a debt of gratitude." Former President Bill Clinton also issued a statement saying, "From his commitment to civil rights as a state senator and governor of Georgia, to his efforts as president to protect our natural resources in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, make energy conservation a national priority, return the Panama Canal to Panama, and secure peace between Egypt and Israel at Camp David, to his post-presidential efforts at the Carter Center, supporting honest elections, advancing peace, combating disease, and promoting democracy, to his and Rosalind's devotion and hard work at Habitat for Humanity, he worked tirelessly for a better, fairer world." Former President George W. Bush called Carter a man of deeply held convictions. Bush added, "His efforts to leave behind a better world didn't end with the presidency. His work with Habitat for Humanity and the Carter Center set an example of service that will inspire Americans for generations." Former President Barack Obama highlighted Carter's single term as president, saying he believed some things were more important than re-election. Things like integrity, respect, and compassion. Obama added, "Jimmy Carter believed, as deeply as he believed anything, that we are all created in God's image." 179 killed, 2 survive plane crash at South Korean airport. More details emerged from a fiery plane crash in South Korea that left 179 people dead in one of the country's worst aviation disasters. It happened Sunday at Muan International Airport, 180 miles south of Seoul. The jetliner skid off the runway into a concrete fence and burst into flames after its landing gear allegedly failed to deploy. Only 2 people survived. South Korean officials said the survivors were crew members and did not appear to have any life-threatening injuries. Not long before the crash, the control tower issued a warning about birds and gave the crew permission to land in a different area. The pilot reported a bird strike, but the exact cause of the crash has not yet been determined. Officials said the crew also sent out a distress signal shortly before the crash. South Korean transportation officials said it could take months to figure out exactly what happened. The plane that crash landed was a Boeing 737-800. marking yet another setback when it comes to disasters and safety for the plane maker. At least four killed by storms that spawned tornadoes across the southern USA, at least four people are dead after a storm system tore across the southern U.S. over the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologists received dozens of reports of tornado damage across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Crews are conducting surveys to assess the damage. The NWS confirmed at least five tornadoes hit near Houston, Texas on Saturday, December 28th, killing one woman and destroying or damaging dozens of homes. A man in North Carolina died in what a state trooper described as a freak accident after a tree fell on the pickup truck he was driving. The storms also killed two people in Mississippi, while at least 10 other people were injured across the state. Two men found dead after failing to return from Sasquatch search. Two Oregon men were found dead in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest in southwestern Washington on Saturday after they disappeared last week while searching for Sasquatch. Also known as Bigfoot, Sasquatch is a mythical creature said to inhabit forests in North America. A relative reported the men missing Christmas Day after they failed to return from their search. Authorities said the men appear to have died from exposure and were not prepared for the brutally cold weather. They have only been identified as a 37-year-old and a 59-year-old from Portland. Mufasa, Sonic battle for top spot at holiday box office. It was a battle at the box office over the holiday weekend between a fast-moving hedgehog and a brave lion. In the end, Disney's Mufasa the Lion King overtook Sony's Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the Christmas box office leaderboard. The Lion King prequel edged out the Sonic sequel over the five-day stretch, bringing in nearly $64 million. Sonic garnered just under $60 million. However, according to traditional weekend box office numbers, it was Sonic that came out on top, $38 million to $37 million.